This is Heat.
I'm Nick Ellaby at Vauxhall in London, where at 8 o'clock this morning, a helicopter hit a crane and crashed to the ground. The pilot is confirmed dead, along with one other person. 13 injured in total, with six being taken to a nearby hospital. Emergency services are scaling down their operations at the moment, but they've been out and praising the quick response of their teams in the morning, who were on the scene in minutes.
Rapid, professional. It is something of a miracle that this was not many, many times worse, given the time of day that this happened. Thank you very much to the public for assisting us in making sure that we could preserve this scene and make it safe.
This accident really could have been so much worse. Thousands of passengers use Vauxhall's train, bus and underground stations every day. And that's not to mention the construction workers on the ground and the huge residential tower block next door. Michael lives next door to the tower.
I heard a smash and a bang. 5 minutes later, I heard sirens and ambulances, and I looked out the window and I saw the ground on fire, and I just thought to myself, that's a bit odd. And then I just went back to sleep. I thought it was a fire. And then half an hour later, I've turned on the news and I've seen the crane hanging over my house. So I basically thought I better evacuate the building.
Thanks for that. That's Heat Radio's Nick Ellaby there, live in London.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Nick Ellaby down in central London. I'm just in Trafalgar Square at the moment as we all get ready to honour our amazing Olympic and Paralympic athletes for one last time. We've had 6 weeks of sport and incredible achievements for the whole of Great Britain. Loads of North East highlights too, including Olympic rowing gold for Teesside's Kat Copeland and Paralympic swimming gold for world record breaking Joseph Craig from Jarrow. They're all taking part in the greatest team parade. More than 700 Olympians and Paralympians and a crowd of up to a million watching on. There's already thousands of people here around the Strand and Trafalgar Square, and there's a full 2.5 hours until the Olympics, the Olympic athletes come past, but already people here are going absolutely crazy. So as you can hear, we're having a great time. I'll bring you all the reaction throughout the afternoon, but for now it's back to the studio for the rest of the day's news.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Nick. Okay,
back. Do you care about being relevant to young people?
I care about being relevant. Yeah, I think any artist does. You know, I find it difficult believing people when they say they're not bothered about where the record sells, you know, doesn't sell, the tour doesn't sell, it doesn't matter. We've been big and da da da, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's balls. You know, I think that everybody's hiding behind a sheen of insecurity and terrified that, you know, the magic will leave them. And I'm sort of not different than anybody else that's in my position.
And I just have one final question. You know, one thing we love about the films is all the gadgets. But, Sir Roger, if you could have one gadget now in your life, what would you like? What gadget would be useful to you now?
The magnetic watch, which most people expect me to say because I could unzip a girl's dress with it. It doesn't work. You just have to take a prop man with you underneath a skirt, pulling the zip from the inside.
Is there anything in your private life, you know, a gadget that might be useful for you these days?
A Homer. So my wife knows where I am.
Our guy, Posh Nick, actually, from Key 103, went down to London yesterday and caught up with Alan Halsall in an exclusive Key 103 interview on the red carpet.
Sorry to stop you again. Oh, it's very cold. Key 103 in Manchester.
Hey, how are you, pal?
I'm good, how are you?
Hey, good on you.
So, first of all, congratulations. And you know, before you come to the NTAs, do you talk about it much in the cast? Is there a bit of joking around?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, we've had a great train journey down here from Manchester.
We've had a giggle.
All the cast having a beer on the train, and we've really loved it, so... we've not really talked much about the awards, but everyone's excited for a nice night. I was talking before that actually it's nice to get recognition from like your peers and the people you work with every day, but this is a public vote, so you know it's humbling really that people would take the time, pick up the phone and vote.
Tell us why Bill was such a great father figure to have on the set.
He was just a huge inspiration in my life, in my working life. He taught me a lot that I'll never forget, and he was a good man to me on screen and off screen. You know, he's with me tonight. I got his watch on and he's with me tonight, so he'll be looking over, I'm sure.